On this week's Arts Page, we travel first to the University of the West Indies and then to Moortown, Portland for the screening of Queen Nanny, legendary Maroon chieftainess. She was a queen, or maybe a slave captured from her West African homeland. Did all Africans come to the New World as slaves before 1834? Or did our Queen Mother travel across the Atlantic to see what had become of her people? Queen Nanny, legendary Maroon chieftainess, is a documentary film by Roy T. Anderson that seeks to explore the real origins of Jamaica's only national heroine, Granny Nanny. There have even been questions about whether Nanny actually existed. The documentary revisits archives to validate her existence. The records, however, do not tell us how she looked. Nevertheless, Anderson lauds Nanny as one of the most celebrated but least recognized heroines in the resistance history of the New World. The one-hour film is partly based on research by history professor Harcourt Fuller and features interviews with Professor Vereen Shepherd, Professor Vivian Crawford, who is of Maroon lineage, and actual Maroon colonel and elders. Culture Minister Lisa Hanna, who was present at the Kingston screening, praised the film and attributed the success of the Blue and Jonker Mountains being named as a World Heritage Site to the legend that is Nanny and the Moortown Maroons.
We really would not have been able to get the kind of gravamen and the kind of authenticity and the seriousness that came with the site were it not for the Queen Nanny story and the story of the Maroons and the history of the Maroons.
The blood of African kings run in my vein.
In 2003, UNESCO also recognized the international significance of Maroon culture by naming their musical heritage a masterpiece of the oral and intangible heritage of humanity. And the film continues to highlight the Maroon language and civilization that still exists and brings to light critical aspects of its culture. Professor Vereen Shepherd commended director Roy Anderson's timely release of the film.
It is a well-timed film, coming as it does at a time when her stomping ground has been put on the world map through the World Heritage designation by UNESCO of the Blue and Jonker Mountains.
The film also tackles the age-old question of whether or not Nanny magically caught bullets with her derriere. The conclusion that while it was not likely that Queen Nanny actually used magic to counteract the warfare efforts of the British, in the words of Olivia Babsey Grange, who was interviewed on the topic, "Wanna go so? Near go so." The film was shot in Jamaica, Ghana, the UK, and the United States over a two-year period. It considers the views of historians and other academics, athletes such as Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, politicians, present-day Ghanaians, and the people around whom the entire film is centered, the Moortown Maroons. Some will say that the film lacked a steady plot, but there is no doubt that it aptly captures Nanny's cultural history. This week we place poetry in the spotlight with pieces from the Poet Laureate's Poetry Books feature. Here's Mango Thief by Anne Margaret Lim.
Mango Thief by Anne Margaret Lim. I should warn you, I perform necromancy on those mangoes you touch. I spell their seed to shoot Bambia germ down the snatcher's throat, through the purple nuts of the gut to mate enzyme and swim the red stream scattering chlorophyll. Depending on your make, it should take days to weeks to sprout some leaves amidst your earthy film. To begin to feel strange eyes and stranger skin.
Join us every fourth Friday to hear more poems. And that's where we close today's Arts Page. Join us next week when we will bring you more of Jamaica's finest in the world of the arts. I'm Vanessa Silvera, and in the words of the Kromanti elders, Chamo chamo yetu, tasoma legosom. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.